overnight. But we come from for my commute time. I can come in here and chat with my co-hosts, Jason from Horrible Designs, Harkos from Apex Music Systems, and Making Music Making Sense Podcast, and Ken from Mad K Studios. Me, I'm Bruce. You can call me the Weathered Soul. Catch me on weatheredsoul.com. So overnight, we've been monitoring the news where we find out that Mike Lindell is squatting. And the squatters are getting kicked out of Florida. Lego is looking for a transformation from themselves as convicts. And the trans community now has an asylum in Sacramento, California. How you doing, Jason, this morning? What's going on, buddy? How you doing?
Doing good. Mike Lindell, I heard that name.
again, for some reason, my earphone is not working, so sometimes it'll come on, and sometimes it'll go off. I don't know what the problem is, but, you know, that's just the way it is.
Well, can you hear me at all or no?
Oh, I can hear you. I can hear you. Okay. Fine. Wondering right. When this thing's going to go ahead and hook up, but it hasn't hooked up yet, so we'll check this out. It's the usual technical difficulties that we have every morning here on the weather report. So.
Yeah.
But hey, how's it going? We had a little rain overnight here.
It's cold as fuck here. It's 18 degrees and it's still cold. So I'm waiting for the snow to melt and for it to get warm out, and so we can have our fourth fall spring.
So you have those a lot there again?
This year, yes, we've had a lot of them.
Yeah, we haven't had any fall springs because basically it's springtime all the time here in California. We live on the perfect side of the West Coast, so those things go on very well. And I'm going to switch this over to my other Bluetooth and see what happens here. I hope we don't get disconnected or anything. But my Bluetooth has been really kind of sketchy between my car and my. And everything else. I get an audit not available since shit did. I can't say technology sometimes does not work, and I don't know why it does that. I'm getting a lot of non availables, like, you know, we've been cut this off or something like that. Who knows?
You haven't kissed the ring yet, so that's why.
Well, that's a problem. That's a problem. So anyway, so we're gonna wait until my car audio decides that it wants to hook up. I'm not sure if that's ever gonna happen, but I swear, man, there's got to be a better way. There's got to be a better way one of these days to have it all figured out, and I won't have to deal with this shit all the time. But I hear you're working right along, clicking right along. What are you making this morning?
I'm working on some work emails.
I'm sorry, some what?
Emails, replying to emails. I'm not doing anything fun, just emails. The fun stuff.
Gotcha. Got you. Maybe we'll hook up here again here real quick and see what happens. Who knows what's going to happen with this thing, man? So disappointed with technology this morning. So disappointed.
Yeah. That's the way it goes.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, I can hear you finally, and one of these times we'll look over and hook up to everything. But yeah, I can hear you now. We're good, and going forward with the program. Yeah, it seems that Minnesota doesn't like Mike Lindell anymore. So they're going to be evicting him out of his warehouse that he owes, like, I bet, like $200,000 or $400,000
in back rent. So, yeah, the MyPillow guy, honestly, that guy had, he had a nice business going there, and then he had to go all off the deep end.
Yeah, he fucked it all up, man. He really did.
Yeah, he did.
You know, when you get deep and I guess you just have to have your word. And he lined himself up with Trump and the deniers, and was, I don't know if he was there at the iPhone insurrection, but apparently not, because he hasn't been arrested. So I'm assuming that not.
Yeah, I don't think he has at all. But he went after Dominion, and whether or not there was tampering, who the fuck knows? I mean, there's probably tampering going on both sides, but you know, the guy had a nice gig going there, and then he fucked it all up.
I got a whole bunch of his pillows, so
yeah, they're nice. I mean, I switched to a different pillow, not because of his whole stance and everything, but just because I found a different pillow that worked better for me with having my CPAP. But yeah, I mean, they were nice pillows, but yeah, he went and fucked it all up. So,
it was genius that,
yeah,
that he took scrapped up, foam, you know, cut it up and stuff like that. Same old foam that you have in a lot of, you know, couch cushions. And mm-hmm. and put it all in a pillow and made sure that he had instructions that, you know, you had to do it a certain way, and put it in your dryer for 30 minutes and fluff it all up, and it was good for, you know, a couple of days. Just a genius product that he had, you know, almost a pet rock type product. And he sold a lot of pillows, but I also think that he kind of diversified too much in his product line. So something for you guys that do all that merchandising. Not to diversify all too much.
Yep. There's that, and he kind of did the proverbial fuck around and find out. You know?
Yeah. I don't know what that's all about. I mean, I've heard there's another podcast called the TDC podcast, which would be the Detroit Cast, and he was pals with those guys, and they would. Pull around with them, you know. He's an old man. They're actually radio guys that put on the show and had him on their show a couple of times. He had an interesting story. So you know, he was one of those guys from rags and drug addiction to riches, and then sounds like he's back down on the downfall again. So who knows before, you know, how much before he. Tony Montana again, so you know, those. But definitely a situation that he's in dire straits with his product. He's in dire straits with his company, and now he's going to lose his warehouse. So look forward to having a clearance on my pillows and the my whatever else he does. I know that he's got sheets. Got these sheets now. These super cotton sheets are supposed to be really nice. I'm looking forward to those. Those are ones I was looking forward to getting the sale on. So I might buy some stuff here. I don't care where they're from. If you got a good product, I'm going to buy it. Sure.
Yep.
Yeah. What are you sleeping on now? I'm curious. I'm curious.
I can't remember what it's called, but it's along the same lines of kind of just cut up memory foam. But I don't remember what it's called at all. But I remember when I first got it, I was like, there's no way this pillow is going to be nice. But after it sat for a few days after I unwrapped it, it's, yeah, I wound up taking some of the padding out of it because it was too much. Wow. Yeah.
I don't take a lot of stock in pillows. I mean, I've had various pillows in the past. My wife, because I have neck problems, neck and shoulder problems, so. My wife, she goes through pillows, you know, and gives me, you know, we got a whole fucking room full of pillows now. We got to get rid of
But yeah, I've tried the memory foam ones. I've tried the MyPillow ones. I pretty much stick with two MyPillows. One is of a different firmness than the other, and they work for me. But I wouldn't miss it if I didn't have it. You know, after sleeping on decades of Beauty Rest, whatever, you know, synthetically filled pillows, you know, like hotel pillows, I won't miss it. You know, so it is what it is. But in other news, we got Ron DeSantis has actually signed a bill that's going into law July 1st that is squashing all those squatter rights that they have on the books for their state. And it's amazing. Like I said, it's amazing. I went in and did a little research on this, and a lot of states have squatters' rights. And I don't know where it stems from. It's weird to me that you would have a right for somebody to squat on your land. So this is out of the New York Post. So Florida Governor Ron DeSantis formally signed the legislation into law Wednesday to ratchet up the penalties against squatters and the empowered law enforcement to go after them. The law now, which is set into effect July 1st, seeks to ensure property owners are no longer forced into lengthy and expensive court proceedings to remove squatters, individuals who have inhabited property without the right to do so. But we are putting an end to the squatter scam in Florida, DeSantis said. While claiming that other states are siding with the squatters, we are protecting the property owners and punishing criminals. Had that look to game the system, and so kudos out to Ron DeSantis. I personally think the squatters are fucking scum. So not quite as much scum as pedophiles, but in the same token, they are scum in their own right. Nobody has a right to come in and squat on your property and take your property and refuse to leave.
Yep. Like Ken was saying yesterday, there's probably. If they don't do something about it and they keep these squatters' rights, it's probably going to wind up with guys in ski masks with crowbars that will take care of it themselves. I saw a video on TikTok of a guy in California out in your neck of the woods that is actually going after these squatters and gaming them by their own game and charges, I think, like $5,000 to get rid of these squatters. And I guess he's kind of busy. So it's
he's kind of busy. We got, you know, it's not gonna be long before we have the vigilante squads out there with pipes and blowtorches, you know.
Yep. Exactly.
Yeah, so I did see that article, and unfortunately I'm driving right now. I could have looked that up, but get most of my news here, Brown News. I woke up early this morning, my dog isn't feeling too well. So she woke me up at 2:30 in the morning and had to go out. She's been blowing up the house. So yeah. I don't know if anybody out there has dogs or can understand what I'm going through. But old dogs, just like old people, have digestive systems that go awry sometimes. And they can blow you right out of the house.
Yep, they can.
And my dog has been doing that lately. My poor little thing. She woke me up at 2:30 in the morning. So I had nothing to do. Sat there and scrolled through the news and figured out what we're gonna talk about this morning. But yeah, you got dogs?
Used to. She died. I had a German Shepherd, and she died when she was 13. So.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
I've got a Schnauzer who's 12, and she's actually doing pretty good. I mean, she's had skin problems all her life and all kinds of problems. She's the most expensive free dog I've ever had. And she cost me like $900 for the first freaking day I brought her home. The I took her to the vet. The vet said, "You got a jackpot here." I'm like, "What do you mean?" She goes, "Well, she's got every worm under the sun." And she's a parvo survivor. So she had parvo when we took her in, and she survived parvo, which a lot of dogs don't survive parvo. And so it was surprising to me. that she did that. But that was a $900 trip, and you know, she's been a problem child ever since. Skin problems of you know, it's just a round after round of antibiotics and antifungals and stuff like that. We finally put her on this stuff called Apoquil after years and years and years. And for the last 2 months, she's been fantastic. Mm. She's having her best days right now.
Nice.
And then we have a little Yorkie also. He's a little asshole. And he's my asshole dog. But I love him to death. He's underneath my ass all the time and ignores my wife and pees every once in a while in the house. We finally got him out of that. Yorkies and Chihuahuas and those small dogs, they just think that they're a lot bigger than they are.
Yep.
They just figured they can do what the fuck they want. But Arcos knows what I'm talking about. He's got a husky, man. So he knows all about dogs and dogs blowing up the house and fart. So and I know that. So. But how you doing, Arcos? What's going on this morning, man?
Yeah, I got two huskies, man. They were housebroken like before a year old. And if they have an accident in the house, it's because I was gone like over 10 hours. And they were in the house for like 10 hours and more and stuff. Or they're sick. Like they got upset stomach or something, you know. It's very, very rare on my end. But I used to have a female beagle who, like, I don't know. I think she was previously abused because she was like skittish and she would flinch sometimes and stuff like that. I had adopted her when she was like 3 years old. And she would, you know, she would pee on the couch or in the house and stuff like that. Randomly, like I would have the back door open with a doggy door, and I would come home and there would be pee on the floor. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? And I don't know. It was weird. Like sometimes I would catch her. She would be like licking it up to try to like remove the evidence and stuff. Like I said, I think that she was abused before. So, but it's kind of a it was kind of a pain in the ass. I mean, it kind of sucked to, you know, if I knew I was going to be gone for a while, you know, I had to lock up. And you know, put her in her kennel as like a 10-year-old dog. You know what I'm saying? But
right.
But yeah. Other than that, I know how that is.
Yeah, Yogi, my Yorkie is just defiant, and he has this situation every once in a while that if you piss him off, the one way to get back at you is to pee on the floor, and then he spends an enormous time outside after that happens. And then my wife, who is the bleeding heart of all dog owners, you know, gives him penance and brings them back in. And then she yells at him all the time. So he lives a king's life. So both of my dogs live a king's life. But like I said, the schnauzer is just blowing up the room right now. She's having a little bit of digestive problems. And we've been dealing with the stink bombs in the house. she's not crapping in the house, but she is pretty stinky.
Yeah, I remember those stink bombs. With my German Shepherd, I always knew when she did something naughty when I was at work, because I'd come home and she'd be sitting in the bathtub.
Well, that's one place to be.
Yeah, she'd just be sitting there. I'm like, okay, what'd you do? So they go around the house and whatnot, and damn, I said it again. I had to go around the house and figure out what she did and be like, okay, you know what? It's fine. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
And yeah.
That's funny, though.
Yeah. There was one time we've got this cast iron skillet. She picked the damn thing up off the stove, put it onto the ground, and licked the damn thing clean one time. It's like, damn, dog.
But that's good bacon grease in there, baby.
I can't remember what was in there, but yeah, she licked the fucking thing clean. Like, you picked that whole thing. I mean, that thing is heavy.
That's heavy. Cast iron is pretty fucking heavy. Yeah, for sure. So, Harcos, the only things that you missed this morning was our little talk about Mike Lindell getting evicted out of a Minnesota warehouse because he owes quite a bit of money to somebody and got caught squatting, so he's no longer available or no longer able to houses MyPillows and his conspiracy theories in the warehouse. So don't know if you have any anything to add to that. I don't know what kind of pillows you use, whether you have a MyPillow or whatever. But what do you have? What do you use for pillows?
Titties.
And not A cup, I take it.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
We can hear you just fine.
Oh, okay. Well, no, I had asked how do you owe so much money if he's still selling pillows, and then like I didn't hear anything.
Oh yeah, I didn't hear that at all.
Oh no, we didn't hear that at all.
Oh.
The miracle of the internet. But he hasn't been doing too well. I mean, most of his pillows has been on sale, and now he's pretty much probably going to have a fire sale. So I'm going to get me a set of those nice sheets that he's been saying that he loves and everybody is raving about. So looking forward to the fire sale.
Well, that happens sometimes, I guess. I mean, that's like one of like the downsides of selling a great product is that you can only really sell it once. Yeah. You know, it's like, it's not like he's selling a $100 fucking LED TV, you know, that's going to break in a couple of years and he can sell another one. I mean, he's selling this pillow that's got like a lifetime guarantee or something like that. So, I mean, he's not going to be able to sell a lot of them to the same people because they're going to have it for a long time. But I thought he moved into having like fucking slippers and shit like that too. So.
Yeah, he's got all kinds of different products now. He's got some sheets and stuff that I'm looking forward on getting a real good deal on. So we'll see how that goes. And Mike Lindell is Mike Lindell, you know, from rags to riches to maybe rags again. So you never know. But maybe Trump will save him. Maybe Trump will put him on the cabinet.
Yeah, you never know.
And then the other one that you missed before you came in was Ron DeSantis signed a bill. Eliminating squatters' rights in Florida. So he's back to being a governor now that he's not running for president, and he is there signing bills, making sure that all the people of Florida are oppressed, including squatters who can no longer squat on your land. He hates black people and squatters.
So, question for you guys regarding squatters. I'm not agreeing with it, but. Didn't the people who stormed the Capitol, weren't they just squatters?
You mentioned that yesterday in our thread.
Yeah,
I'm gonna ask you to elaborate.
So if anybody go, they don't own it and they don't work there, and if a squatter goes into a house because they don't own it and they don't work there or live there, then they're protected by squatters' rights. I mean. Aren't the people who went into the Capitol, aren't they just technically squatters? And shouldn't they be protected by squatters' rights? I mean,
I would tend to disagree with you that it is not their house because this is the taxpayers' house, the taxpayers who pay to maintain the houses. I mean, I don't know if anybody else that actually, I mean, the Senate and the Congress and the White House and the SCOTUS, they don't produce anything of value that anything buys. So why would that not be our house that we could go into anytime and just sit there and do what we want?
I don't know.
Ken would be great for this because he has a whole other side of that. But no, I send that back to you. Go ahead.
It's just a stupid thought I had. I mean, I don't agree with the people who walked into the Capitol because I think they were pretty fucking stupid to do that. And first off, but it was just a little thought. I mean, you know, use your argument against them. So it was just kind of along that line.
Yeah, I hear you. But I'm very adamant about the public spaces that the taxpayers actually pay for. For some reason, you know, there used to be a time where you know the White House was open for visitors and there was no fence around the Lincoln Memorial and all of those other things that they have. And Washington, D.C. has got to look a lot different than what it used to look like, you know, years, decades ago when the place was open to the public and were able to pretty much pass through any place you wanted to at will. So so that's what DeSantis did, and I'm not sure if anybody else can hear us. I haven't heard Marcus as well, and Ken's sitting in the audience today, so he's either at work or can't talk, or not sure what's going on with him. But so we're going to move on. So the Lego Corporation has asked to have California Police Department cease and desist.
The whole Lego heads, yes.
The Lego heads to cover the faces of their convicts being put up in lineups and stuff like that as they're being let out in the media. So,
yeah, I was wondering when Lego is going to put the kibosh on that one.
Yeah. Let me read that article to you. Let's see. Find that. I actually did some research, as I usually don't, because I want to know what I'm talking about every once in a while. But Lego asked police department to stop using toy heads on suspect photos. The California Police Department said it would cease using Lego heads to obscure objects, subject faces in social media posts. And the Lego Corporation group requested that they cease the practice and citing intellectual property violations. So I got a guy behind me right now flashing his lights because his time is more important than mine. And I'm about ready to throw a Lego
blow a kiss
on the ground over there. So he
blow him a kiss.
I'm not gonna blow him a kiss. I'm about ready to take my foot off the gas. I hate it. One thing I hate more than guys that like tailgate you and then they just flash their lights and then they put their high beams on. Because this guy has one of those trucks, you know, where you know you have a truck so high because your dick's so small. So that's the kind of truck that he's got. And so he's got those halogen lights and all I gotta do is just flip the mirror over so you know, I don't have to have that thing blazing me in the eyes. But the guy's definitely an asshole. Probably gonna take my foot off the gas here pretty soon. But anyway, so Lego Group reached out to me on March 19th and respectfully asked us to refrain from using intellectual property in our social media content. Murrieta Police Department Lieutenant Jeremy Durant said in a statement. So that's what's going on with Legos, and I don't play with them other than the fact that I hate stepping on them. And this guy is just there you go around, dude. You're an asshole. Go run. See ya. Bye. Little princess wave to him. And we'll give that to him. On his, he's a landscaper, so he must be late for something. I'm not sure, but I don't care what he's late for. All you people out there that commute the tailgate and think that your freaking time is more valuable than mine, you can go fuck yourselves. And, don't get behind me and flash your lights, because you won't have a pleasant experience.
Yeah.
So anyway, so back to some Californian news. We also have Sacramento is now a sanctuary city for transgender people. So that's something in the news that came out in the AP this last week. And bring up that story here. Sacramento declares itself a sanctuary city for trans people. Sacramento City Council decided it was important enough to elect themselves, declaring themselves California a sanctuary for transgender people. The resolution, which put to effect immediately, guarantees that none of the city's resources, including staff time, are used to enforce laws passed by other states to restrict access to gender-affirming care, including minors.
That part I have a problem with is the minor. Everything else is fine. But when you start bringing minors into it, fuck you, get in the wood chipper.
Yep, absolutely. I absolutely agree with you. And, like I said, man, California is a different animal, man. You know that. You live in Minnesota.
Which is...
So you're well aware.
Yeah.
Which is the California of the Midwest.
Yes, it is. It's the... The colder version of California that adopts everything that California tries.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what to think about this one other than the fact that, you know, when they bring in minors in and they want to protect all that, they're doing the same thing with abortion rights. So anybody, they did the same thing. You know, most of California, especially Gavin Newsom, took abortion rights and said, hey, if you want an abortion, come to California because we love to kill babies here. And, you know, so it's disgusting to me. You know, I'm not big on abortion, although, you know, it's a necessary need sometimes for those who must have an abortion. I mean, I don't have a problem with that if you're medically inclined, but if you're, you know, fucking every Tom, Dick, and Harry on the corner and just, you know, spitting out abortion because you just don't want to have a baby but don't want to use protection, that's another thing, you know. And we can get all back and forth on that. I've had lots of arguments even in between the women in my family about this issue. And I just say, you know, close your fucking legs, you know. Sorry. I mean, you know, there's I don't know of any species of animal that aborts themselves. I really don't. I mean, I don't know if that's a natural selection thing. I know that there are species out there that will kill each other's offspring, you know, in order to gain power in their clans or whatever you want to call it. Yep. But I think it's terrible. I really do. I think this whole thing with sanctuary anything is kind of terrible because it just doesn't bode well with the rest of the community. I mean, in California, it bodes well with everybody. So, you know, but not me.
I don't know the way. Can you guys hear me? Right,
yeah,
now?
I can hear you.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh yeah, I tried to speak like four times, and like you guys never heard me, so I just kept. I had to restart my shit. But no, I when it comes to that, the thing that really trips me out is like people will get upset. So like a state will put in a bill that says like after, you know, 15 weeks you can't get an abortion, and people be like, oh, you're taking away. You know, what about rape and incest? It's like, how did you not know for 15 weeks that you were pregnant after a rape or incest situation? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck is going on? You know what I'm saying? There should be some kind of something. Like, I get it. Okay, it's a fucked up situation, yada, yada. But, like, you couldn't have taken care of it in, you know, we're talking about 15 weeks. That's 3 months. 3 months. You couldn't have taken care of it, you know what I'm saying, and figured out a situation? Like, you know, you're really wanting to do it at, like, fucking 8 months? Like, what the fuck is going on? Like, you know, I see, the thing is that, like, that just speaks to, like, a mental illness in my situation, in my point of view. You know, if you're wanting to abort your kid at, like, you know, 6, 7, 8 months, okay, you probably have a mental illness, or maybe there's a rare situation where you find out after you go to the doctor, hey, this kid has cerebral palsy or Down syndrome or something, you know what I'm saying, some really fucked up thing. And for whatever reason, you're a person who happens to be like, no, I don't want to deal with that or something like that, okay? Right. Like, that's going to be a rare situation. But, like, those rare situations, you know, rape, incest, and health of the fucking mother or kid, or, you know, kids born with a fucking horrible defect or something like that. Like, I have a friend who, him and his wife, they got like 20,000 kids, right? I always fuck with them, but they got like 4 or 5 kids, right? And in the middle of all that, they had a kid. Like I said, in the middle of all that, it wasn't even their last kid, but in the middle of that, they had a kid who they found out around like month 7 or something like that, that this kid is not going to live long after childbirth, right? It had some horrible health condition. After it was born, it would be around for like maybe a couple weeks and that would be about it, right? Like, guaranteed. Well, they still went through and had the kid, and they like loved and cherished that thing every fucking second until it passed, right? And it went in like a week or two or something like that, right? But they like, they got like a special comfort crib or whatever the fuck it was called, like a little fucking, you know, I don't want to say containment, but a little like bed type of thing for it and stuff like that, right? And so, like, you know, when you want to talk about that kind of stuff, those kind of situations are so rare. Like I said, these people have in total had 5 pregnancies between, you know, with each other, like this, a married couple only pregnant each other, right? And one of the 5 had a health situation, crazy, you know. So in the population of over 300 million people, half of which are female, blah blah blah, you know a third of which are underage, yada yada, right? You're going to have so rare accounts of these exemptions that these people want that it's really crazy, because all of these exemptions are an exemption to any abortion regulation in almost every state. Like, you have a rare state that'll be like, no, fuck you, you got to have that kid. But like, it's like they always want to argue, well, what about these things? And it's like, those are already included, you motherfucking idiot. Read the bill. You know what I'm saying? Like, even the Texas one, for instance, everybody wants to bitch about that, right? It's like 15 weeks, but it does have exemptions up until like a later time frame for certain of those rare situations, yeah. Right?
And then
they want to say no. They just want to restrict women's right to choose. It's like, you have 3 months to choose, yeah. And then if you have a rare situation, they'll give you extra time. It's like, no, you're just in a fucking death cult. Like, and then, you know, Jimmy Dore always points it out as well, too, that they had to change their motto from my body, my choice and bodily autonomy to pro-abortion rights now, yeah. Or abortion, yeah. Rights, because after COVID, they couldn't say that shit no more because they were forcing people's bodily autonomy to go
yeah.
away.
Oh, yeah. And it's supposed to be rare. It's supposed to be a rare occurrence. And that's what I don't understand is that now it's coming to this point where you know, it's bodily autonomy and my right to do what I want to do with my body. Like you said before, they had to drop that. And hopefully you guys can hear me out there, because I know that there's some that can or cannot. Some of you guys are trying to be speakers and I don't hear you guys, but
No, I can hear you. So I don't know about
this is just a situation that I think abortion has gone out of hand. I think that the Supreme Court was right to bring it back to the states. And women out there that listen to this podcast, you can poo poo and pee pee all over and do whatever you want to do. But yeah, this is a two way street, and a man has a right. Go ahead, Dan.
Let's consider how abortion. Welcome to the show, everybody. I had to pick up some stuff for work early, so I was listening, but I couldn't talk. Let's look at backing up a little bit. I mean, we can talk in circles all we want about the theory of abortion and when's good, when's bad. It's murder from day fucking one till 9 months. Doesn't matter to me. I give concessions to, you know, the rape, incest, and health of the mother thing. But let's look where it started. Margaret Sanger started this as a eugenics thing, said, well, we can't just round up all of the minorities and the unwanteds from society, but if we promote promiscuity and then promote abortion, we can take them out in the beginning. So if you look at what actually has happened through the Planned Parenthood mass murder cult that we have, like, I love the way you put it, Harkos, it's a murder cult. There would be the minorities of, say, Black Americans, who is still the majority of abortions that's been happening since Roe v. Wade and since, you know, the pill and all this kind of stuff. You would have had almost 25 million more babies born into the minority world, which would have boosted the political pull of the minorities, right? Mm-hmm. Now, think about all those 30 million people that didn't ever get born because they ended up out on, you know, going down the drain somewhere. Those 30 million people, let's just say each one of them had one or two kids. Well, now you've got 60 to 120 million people. You would have been able to reasonably say that the full mix of humanity and minorities into the culture of America would have been done. So by now we would have had just as many Black people as white people in the country. So Margaret Sanger's plan worked, and that was in the 20s, and then all the way into the 60s they said, let's break up the family at the same time, make it really easy, no fault divorce, all this stuff. all these things have led up to this discussion we're having today. And this is the discussion that we never hear about. People just go, oh, is it killing? Is it not killing? Or you know, 99.7% of the abortions in this country are just done because they don't want to have the baby. It has nothing to do with health. It has nothing to do. And when I say nothing to do with health, I don't mean like they don't feel like having going through the trauma of a pregnancy. My God, who would? You know,
yeah. But no, it's almost sport now. It's almost sport. And that's what sickens me. That's what sickens me is that you have these activists out there who are constantly out there protesting this. And I know it's a stretch of the imagination, but there's one lady that goes out there and goes, I've had 21 abortions. It's this thing called 21 abortions. It's an action group, you know, but it's not beyond the pale that some women have had, you know, multiple abortions upon multiple abortions because of the fact that they just don't want to carry a kid, but they just want to have fucking sex. I mean, that's just the way it is. It's out there, and I don't give a shit what the freaking ladies that are listening to this freaking podcast think, because you guys are out there. You guys are out there. You have sex. You want it, and you get pregnant, and you just want to get an abortion because you don't want to carry the baby, and I think it's fucking disgusting. Now, on the other side of that, like we said before, there's exceptions to the rule. Incest, rape, health of the mother, health of the baby sometimes.
And Bruce, I'll stop you there. There's exceptions to those rules too. There's children of rape and children of incest that have grown up to be outstanding.
Oh, absolutely.
Upstanding, wonderful people. I mean, there's people that have survived abortions that have grown up too, disfigured horribly, but have had a great life. So when they say there's exceptions to the rule, there's exceptions to every rule, you know. Yeah. And my point be like the lady that these women that are out there saying, I've had 5 abortions. I had 20 abortions. Awesome. I would never shut them down. I want them in the forefront of thing, because what those are doing is they're taking women that are considering it possibly and going, I don't want to be like them.
Yeah, I hope so.
And then they're not reproducing and causing more people with their dumbass ideas too. So it's like, okay, go for it.
Right.
And plus, like I said, it's a murder cult. So, you know, karma of the universe. The karma of the universe, you know, religion, if you guys believe that thing, whatever the situation is, you know, there is an ebb and a flow in the universe, whether it's a deity or whether it's just the way that the universe works. And that shit always comes back to people, you know. Yeah. And so, I mean, the way I see it is like, yeah, it's fucking straight up murder. You know, like Bill Burr said, you know, it would have been a cake if you didn't throw it on the fucking floor after it was in the oven for 5 minutes. Right. You know, and, you know, stuff like that. But it's just like, look, it's murder. And, you know, all these states, they put in these different regulations, and then it's never enough for the death cult, because the progressives are actually regressives in a lot of ways, but they're just like the unions, right? Once they have a mission, they have to keep that mission or else they no longer exist. So you can't have a movement anymore of any kind if the end goal has been reached. You know what I'm saying? If whatever your goal is, you know what I'm saying? If workers' rights, if, you know, $15 an hour minimum wage, well, guess what? Once that's reached, well, now you got to move it up again. You know, you got to always move the goalpost, you know, in order to exist, you know, like, you know, like the LGBT, you know, rights community, once they got the right to marry, now they were like, and so the P's and the T's are like, hold on, we got this. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And
hold my beer.
Yeah, exactly. And it's, you're just like, so it's just like one of those situations with that as well too. It's like, I think it's, you know, it is a eugenics program. You know, eugenicists are real. They've always been real. And, you know, they even used to do forced sterilizations of people with low IQ and health issues as well, too, back in the Marcus Sager day. You know what I'm saying?
Ask the Kennedys about their daughter.
Ask
RFK about his aunt who they sent in and had a lobotomy because she was not right. And, you know, here's how easy it is to get people to fall for it. It's something you just said, Harkos, and I know you weren't being a eugenicist in this, but when you said something to the effect of, we don't want her kids anyway because she's going to raise a bunch of fucked up kids, That right there is how the eugenicists open the crack the door and get in and convince people you're right. You know, your baby's going to have trauma. The Hitler world was, I mean, in Germany in the 30s, they were killing people wholesale at birth because, you know, if you were Down syndrome, you're done. If you were anything like that, that you were done. Gays, they jail them there was thousands and thousands of gays that were in the death camps with the Jews because they were considered the same dirty kind of person, which is horrible because they, of course, they weren't. But, you know, the idea that how do these things get started is where we are now is nothing we can do about. How this stuff gets started is what we got to get that word out. I can say
Go ahead.
But I can tell a woman, and this is the two-sided part of it. I can tell a woman that had an abortion after she's had an abortion and go up to her and completely understand and agree with her. This abortion helped your life. It made your life better. Some women, and you guys being ex-military will understand this too. Some women are able to deal with that abortion without having a problem. It's like the people with PTSD. You know, I know a lot of people that have been in both of the Gulf Wars and the other wars. Some of them came back, had absolutely, you know, one of my friends was a forward scout. And he was on the 30 cal or the 50 cal on top of a Humvee and just lit up places. You know, he's probably killed hundreds of people. He has no problem. He's a good Christian, no problem at all. I have other people that were over there that were just like in the fire department that didn't do anything that have PTSD terribly. You know what I mean? And it's like some people can handle it, some people don't. The abortion is the same thing. It does help a lot of women's lives by getting an abortion and not having the burden of having a child. But a lot of them have psychological problems and health problems from that abortion for the rest of their lives. And that's also a fact.
Yeah.
That you never hear them talk about in the women's rights. I'm like, okay, well, if there's women's rights, why aren't these doctors telling these women that, okay, you're going to have one abortion or two abortions. When you have 21, your womb is so polluted. I can't even have a little baby with her. You know, it gets to be such a – it's not women's health. It's mutilation. It's mutilation of the baby. It's murder.
It's a statement, and that's the problem. Yeah, it's a statement where they just freaking don't understand the stigma that they have against themselves, but the stigma that they're putting out in the people, just saying, you know, screw you, we're gonna do what we want. Now, this all started out, like you said, with Margaret Sanger and that, but the real movement was stay out of the bedroom, stay out of our bedroom. We don't want you into our bedroom. We don't want the government intrusion and stuff like that.
True.
I would say that most of my Democratic friends would say that abortion for no reason is horrible and you shouldn't have one. Killing the baby is horrible. I think we can all agree on that. But then there's always the but. Yeah. And there's always the but. Yeah, exactly. So, I mean.
Yeah, and if you do the but, then you won't have to worry about pregnancy.
You don't have to worry about the baby.
That's right. If you do it in the butt, you don't have to. Yeah.
That's where the trans people have it figured out. Now that trans people can have
babies. Well, that's the thing. Yeah, now you're going to have butt babies. No butt babies. Just like I said yesterday, you know, they got the girls here now asking the guy, wondering whether they got them pregnant or not. So it's just like one of those, kind of a weird turnaround on things. But we got kind of all screwed up with the technicals today. I can't understand why this technology isn't working perfectly, because it should work perfectly, because hell, you know, we can send a man to the moon and watch the rocket explode, but we can't have a decent conversation on X without being cut off with each other.
I'm back.
Anyway. There he is.
I'm back. I had a drop for a meeting, so, but I'm back.
Oh, there you go. There you go. There you go.
Sounds like some racist activity.
Yeah. See, Bruce doesn't read his text while driving on the road and talking on a talk show in the morning.
Some of us can
multitask.
Yeah, well, yeah. When you got to pay the insurance rates that I pay here in California, you will understand why I've got to keep my eyes on the road.
Not if you drive a crappier car.
Well, if you were listening, I was – if you were listening, you know that I slowed down on in the fast lane to let this guy that was had one of those great big high trucks with the big tires on it and everything, because you know, he has a little dick, but he has a big truck. Yeah, yeah. So yeah, bro-dozer. Yeah. So I just took my foot off the gas, and he got the hint, and then I gave him the princess wave on his way by, and I'm sure that just made his day. So I really don't care about his plight and why he's late for work again, because he's late for work again because he stayed out too fucking late last night at the bar, and that's just the way it is. So,
well, yeah, what else do you do on a Wednesday night?
Yeah, well, I don't have sympathy for those guys. Yeah.
Fuck them.
I was up late at the bar last night too, but I was playing bass. I was at the bar playing bass.
So you were at the bar playing bass last night.
Yeah, my bar.
Tell us about that.
Your
home like bar.
This. Bruce, you're gonna love this. Now I know how to play.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star
song. No, I don't know how to play that. That's a diddling Chopsticks? Tune for pedophiles. No, you know the. Let's see, the Dirty Lowdown.
Remember Dirty Lowdown,
Boss Gags.
Yeah,
great tune.
Boss Gags.
It popped up on the radio.
My wife's going to love you.
Oh, yeah. Well, she already loves me. But she's going to love me more now. So I can serenade her with Boss Gags. So anyway, that's what I'm doing. I'm pulling into work. I got to unload the car. So I actually do have to get out and stop
you
listening to this elegant conversation.
You should learn how to play some Spinal Tap, because they're all bass players.
Yes,
well, I love that.
In Big Bottom, they are
okay.
So Big Bottom on this lead bass, this rhythm bass.
There's
all kinds of stuff.
There's bass keyboards.
Yep, Nigel Tufkin, and yeah, no, I've seen that movie like 35 times. I can't wait for the new one.
I need to watch it again. Great.
Oh God! Yeah.
Well, guys, I'm looking forward to our therapy session tonight, as we usually do on Thursday night. So hopefully everybody will tune in, and this is our private session. So those of you that don't get the weathered view or the weathered report, you guys aren't privy to this one, because we talk about all kinds. We talk about the real guys, the real weathered souls that we have.
Right, which is mostly discussions about Beethoven and
titties.
Big Bang theories, you know. Yeah, Beethoven's titties, actually, is a
yes.
lot of what we talk
yeah.
about.
Yeah, Beethoven, yeah, titties. We like to talk about titties. But as we've dove into our 14-year-old again, we have to leave this humble place, because I, too, am at work. And I want to thank my co-host, Harkos from Music Making Sense Podcast and Apex Music Systems. Jason from Horrid Was Designs and Ken from Mad Case Studios. I'm Bruce, aka The Weathered Soul. You can catch me at weatheredsoul.com. We do this 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. on my commute every day. Tomorrow's Friday, so this will be the last day of the week. We'll have a special show that I don't know what's special about it, but it'll be something special. But we'll get back together then.